Today I'm joined by Rick Carrion, who's the CEO from ImpediMed. Very important time for the company with the release of the PREVENT trial data at a major conference in the US. Rick, I'm just wondering if you could talk us through the significance of the paper that was released and what it actually means.
Certainly, Scott. Well, listen, I'm very excited about the paper. We just came back from the single largest medical congress we attend every year, the American Society of Breast Surgeons. So let me put this into context for you for a moment. First of all, I want to make sure everybody remembers the fact that the reason our paper was chosen was, one, the scientific rigor in which the trial was designed and the patient outcome. So keep that in the back of your mind as we move forward here. The paper had a different conclusion from the abstract. As you know, typically abstracts are a summary of a much larger body of evidence. But you have to keep in mind here, and I think the distinction here is that the abstract was written last year, early in the year, in order to make the timing for the American Society of Breast Surgeons consideration. Now, the abstract cannot be changed once it's submitted. Now, most people who get chosen for the meeting take the abstract and get submitted, they make the presentation, they write the paper, it gets published in October, November. After the abstract is written, they completed the analysis. So the abstract was started with incomplete information, it was good enough to get in there, obviously it was great information, and then they finished the full analysis and did the paper. So I'll point out the distinction here. So the conclusion that came out of the abstract, the last sentence is, these results may support the concept of post-treatment surveillance with this. The conclusion in the actual paper, again, published and was finalized months after the abstract, further data with a longer follow-up than in this study is expected in the years to come and will strengthen these early positive practice-changing results. I mean, this is clearly, for us, that was an extraordinarily strong endorsement of our technology on interim results. I think the other thing that's important to point out is I've had some people ask about the statistical significance here. And I think what's important to understand is that the statistical significance is not the important thing on interim trial. What they try to do is they try to figure out, is the data going to lead to statistical significance? And I think the paper put it well when they said, while not statistically significant, it is important to recognize that this is an interim analysis with only 500 patients at 12 months. If current rates remain consistent, it is expected that with a greater number of events, the difference between this and tape measure will become statistically significant. So understand this. We are 1/6 of the way through the trial. We are already at 87% confidence level, and all we need to get to for statistical significance is 95%. So we could not be more thrilled with the outcome of where we're at. So let's talk about what this means for the broader market, specifically reimbursement and for the company. Really, for us, the holy grail now is to get private payers. And is this paper good enough to get it? Now, I can't guarantee anything, but I'm feeling very confident. This paper, especially that strong conclusion and a lot of great information that is spread throughout that large paper, I believe is strong enough to get us private pay. Also, understand this, the trial results that were published, the interim results, were also backed up by 6 other studies that had been done over the last few years. We are all in that same ballpark of as low as 73%, as high as 100% stopping the progression. And if you average all of that data together, it's 95% or better of stopping the progression of lymphedema if you use our device. So very excited about it. We believe that we have very strong evidence now to continue pushing for private pay. And as you know, it will be several months before we get the first indications of the private payers, and the NCCN is still to come. So a lot of positive things are going on. But we could not be more thrilled, and I will tell you, we were well received at the society's meeting. We were congratulated, and as we put in the press release, this was a very, very exciting. exciting turn for the company right now.
Well, congratulations, Rick, on that. We'll certainly be looking forward to sort of getting some feedback from the private payer shortly, because as you said, that's, you know, one of the key milestones the company set for itself. You just mentioned the NCCN. I'm just wondering if you could explain to everybody the significance of that and what it actually means.
Yes, the NCCN is a National Comprehensive Cancer Network. It is the Bible of cancer care in the United States. Every tumor type is listed, and it has strict protocols on the best practices for obtaining the best outcomes of any types of cancer that are diagnosed by the physician. So we've worked with the NCCN over the last 5 years to recognize that lymphedema is a major outcome of cancer treatment. Today, it has its own section because of us. And if we get in the guidelines as a technology, so if they say that myelimpedance spectroscopy, or LDEX, should be used in monitoring these patients, then you virtually become standard of care overnight. And so this study, we believe, is very powerful. And we believe the other six studies that I mentioned earlier and that are in our U.S. Roadshow deck and then show similar, if not better, results, that it is a very compelling story now to take to the NCCN.
Right. Okay. And I'm just wondering if you could make a couple of quick summary comments on the other parts of the business, heart failure in particular.
Yeah. Well, heart failure, as we've said, continues to enroll patients, and we will report out on that when the time comes. But again, I would say that the papers that are already out there show very compelling evidence, and I would also say that we continue to make progress on this, and we will be reporting out more details, I would say, in the coming months.
Right. Okay. Well, Rick, we might leave it there. Again, congratulations on those results, and certainly the feedback that you got from that major conference in the US gives us a lot of heart that the private payers will come on board. And we look forward to sort of hearing some more about that in the near future. I've been joined by Rick Carrion, who's the CEO from ImpediMed.